Kootenai Forest Phase 2 conservation easement.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. This again is another endorsement up in Region 1. It's for a conservation easement on about 27,289 acres of highly productive forest land owned by Stimson Lumber Company in Northwest Montana. The project is located just east and south of Libby up in the northwest corner of the state. This is a project we're working on with the Trust for Public Land and Stimson to try and perfect. And as you noted, it's phase two of a project similar to one we completed with them earlier. The proposed easement would be held by Stimson. It would allow Stimson to retain ownership of these timberlands. It would preclude development. It would protect important wildlife habitat, maintain key connectivity, and allow some public access and recreational opportunities. And of course, keep it maintained as a working forest. This is something that we've, as the project was being developed, we applied for funding through the Forest Legacy Program to help fund the cost. The Forest Legacy Program reviewed and ranked it. It came out as number three project in the country for federal fiscal year 21, and is likely to receive up to $6 million if we proceed with the project through the Forest Legacy. And that also, that funding source helps ensure that it's maintained as a working forest. That's one of the requirements of that funding. The project would protect key winter range. It's a migratory corridor for elk, mule deer, and whitetail deer, as well as moose. It protects critical habitat for bull trout, grizzly bear, and lynx, which are all federally listed. And it would also reduce human wildlife conflicts that come with residential development were it to be split and sold. The property currently provides over 26,500 days of public hunting and angling, which would be secured in perpetuity under this proposal. The concept, again, this is at the early stages, but when it was run by the Lincoln County Commissioners, they gave unanimous support for the proposal. It also has support from the congressional delegation, federal agencies, the Confederate Salish and Kootenai tribes, and many conservation groups. This would also complement a bunch of other easements that have been done in that area and may again maintain that industrial forest and keep it as working forest land. So again, we're asking with your endorsement today, we would proceed with our due diligence and hopefully be back for a final sometime down the road. Any questions?
Thank you. Do I have a motion or questions for Ken or the staff?
I move the commission endorse the proposal to further negotiate the Kootenai Forest Lands Phase 2 conservation easement and complete associated analysis.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any comment from the public on this project? Go ahead, Nick.
Thanks, Commissioners. Again, this is Nick Jivak with MWF. There's been so much attention on public access given the Weyerhaeuser lands up in Northwest Montana, and Stimson has long been a great partner with the agency and with the hunters of Montana. But this would of course permanently protect those lands. And Mr. McDonald spoke to the wildlife values here. It's great property and we'd hate to see these developed. And again, Flathead Wildlife supports this project as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. Any further public comment? Any comment or questions from the commission? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. Moving on to the Chip Creek Conservation Easement endorsement.